The Trump administration today announced that it will rescind Obama-era rules that went easy on enforcement of federal marijuana laws. The news dismays supporters of Maine's law, but opponents say it will reopen the debate. Fred Bever reports.
Since 2013, the Justice Department has told federal law enforcement not to interfere with legal and regulated marijuana markets established by individual states, such as the one Maine voters approved last year and which lawmakers are now trying to implement. But Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he is rescinding the Obama-era policy and returning to previous policy that encouraged U.S. law enforcement to disrupt criminal organizations and tackle the growing drug crisis.
Very disappointed. This wasn't the kind of message that he gave to senators before his confirmation. It's not really what Trump said on the campaign trail either.
David Boyer is the Maine political director for the Marijuana Policy Project, which led the campaign for legalizing marijuana in Maine. He says that the policy switch will likely further stall development of a recreational pot industry in the state. He notes that legislative attempts to implement the law have bogged down in disagreements between the legislature and Governor Paul LePage.
It's a real fear because, you know, the governor said in his veto message that he was waiting to hear from the feds about their marijuana policy. And so this is perfect cover for the governor to veto the next bill that gets to his desk.
A spokeswoman for LePage says he is waiting for more information from the Trump administration before weighing in on the new policy. One prominent opponent of legalization in Maine, Scott Gagne of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, says Sessions has, quote, recalibrated the debate.
Frankly, I think it is going to open up a lot of conversation about what's the best way to move forward. It probably doesn't make a lot of sense to go forward with robust commercialization knowing that this is now in play. So I would hope that we have a good, smart conversation about how to move forward and that we're measured.
It's still unclear exactly how the new policy may play out, with individual U.S. attorneys likely to have discretion over enforcement levels. Maine's District Attorney Halsey Frank, a Trump appointee, cannot be reached for comment. First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says she and colleagues are working to get more information, but she believes there will be some pushback on Capitol Hill and from both sides of the aisle.
I think we've all seen in Maine, it's complicated enough for a state to figure out how to handle legalization of marijuana, but to have the Attorney General weighing in and complicating things, which they have been doing in states around the country, just makes it that much worse.
Pingree, who says she supported legalizing recreational marijuana in Maine, says it's a matter best left to the states. Lawmakers of both major parties, she says, have supported measures to restrict funding for enforcement of federal marijuana laws and to ease laws that discourage bank participation in legalized state marijuana marketplaces.
And I just think there's a fair amount of support in Congress to attempt to prevent the Justice Department to interfere with states.
Pingree says congressional support for medical marijuana laws, which include many more states, including Maine, should be even stronger. Senator Angus King issued a statement saying that each state should have the ability to implement policy that reflects its citizens' wishes. Other members of the delegation could not immediately be reached for comment. The co-chair of a special legislative panel that's working on a bill to implement Maine's recreational marijuana law says a public hearing scheduled for Friday on its latest proposal will go ahead as planned. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.